Ksubis, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Last two prokim was one Chativa Achas, the Toyin Vinitin around Ksubot. Started from the Mishnah of Tainis Psulim, where a husband comes to the Bezdin. All the dinim of Pesach Pasuch Matzosi, going to all the dinim of Nisher Astani, etc., going into the second parak, dinim of Shtoris. But a lot of back and forth of Toyin Vinitin Begidre Ksubot. Now we have another din of Ksuba, or more properly said, Dinei Bsula. It's the only place in the Torah where we have the sugya of Bsula, Ba'ula, in a momentistic and mafurish in the Torah with a gvias moment, and that is the din of Oynes Umafate. Torah says in Parshas Kiseitze, Kimotze Ish Nairo Bsula Shaloye Rosso. She's a Nairo Bsula and she's not married. He was manaser. Obviously, if she was an Eishes Ish, then the din would be different because he'd be Chayv Misa. And if he'd be Chayv Misa, then there wouldn't be a din of Oynes Umufata, which we'll soon see in the Mishnayos in front of us, that whenever there's a Chayv Momen, there won't be a Chayv. Whenever there's a Chayv Misa, there won't be a Chayv Momen. But over here we're talking about where there was no Aveira except for the fact that he took her by force. So there he has to pay an Oynis, a Knas. That din is called Oynis. The din of Mefate is a din of Parshas Mishpatim. Chiyafate ish psula shaloi roso. V'shochavi mohar yimoren aloi li'isho. So here the Torah says that if he's Mefate her, he convinced her. He seduced her. But it wasn't be'oynis. So there's no automatic that he's chayiv. Mohor yimarena loy liisha, his chayher mohor is the, you see in Parshas Vayishlach, by the Maisu Uchchem, that's the Dmei his chatmus, Dmei psulim, so to speak. The Pasuk says, Moin yimon avi elisita loy, she could marry him, but that's the father's choice. Kesav yishkol kemoyer hapsulois. Here the Torah says, Mufurish the moyer hapsulois. The only place really where we have a makor to Ksuba. If there's a Makar to Ksuba Menater, it's here. If Ksuba is only a Chiv Derabonon, then this word, Kimoyer Habsulois, just means the value if it was Rechen. But not that there's an automatic Chiv that's Mutla on every Baal to pay Dmei Psula. This din is called Mefata. The din of Oynis is that he's Mechuyiv to marry her. The Torah says, Leyuchel Leshalchu Kol Yomav. Veloisi Elisha. We'll see the ramifications of that through the perek over here. The din of Mefata is that he's not mechuyiv to marry her. The pasuk rather words it differently. Moin yimoin ovil l'sitaloi. If the father doesn't want to give her, but he's not mechuyiv himself to marry her, but he is mechuyiv the knas. Either he marries her and that becomes the ksuba, or if not, the father has a right to say, I don't want my daughter to be married to you, so then he has to pay that as a knas. By oynis, the knas and the chiv to get married on Nifrodim Zamizah. He's mechuyiv to pay the father money, and he's mechuyiv to marry her, both. Incidentally, it's interesting that the Torah splits the definition of what the payment is by Oynis Umafata. By Oynis, the Torah says, V'nosan, lavia anari chamishim kosef. It says kosef, it didn't say which coin, it just says 50. By Mefata, it says, Kesev yishkol kemoyer habsulois. Yishkol, loshen shekel, but it doesn't say how much. So putting together two and two, shekel and kesef is chamishim shkolim, and that's by both of them. We learn out miben shneim, the Gemara says, the Braisa. One more din that's worth speaking out is the Mishnah in front of us is going to list off noshim that are not ru'uya for him to marry. You have a ish kosher, and he was bo'inis on a woman, on a naira psula, that's not Roy, that's a Chayv Lavin. The halacha is that he owes the knas, but he can't get married. Thus heist, the fact that he was born on a woman that's Be'isser just means that he can't be Mekayim the Veloisi Elisha. There's a sugya later on at Daf Mem. Why don't we say Asay of Veloisi Elisha should be Doichid Veloisi Asay? That's a good question. We'll deal with that later on in the Perek. But the halach is that even a isha she'ena ru'uya loy, there is knas. There is a mandam in the Gemara, the isha she'ena ru'uya loy, there's no knas whatsoever. If there's no v'loy seal isha, then there won't be knas. We don't paskin that way. The Gemara says that now Mishnah is before, not like that Tana. Lemaisa, that din is only by isha sheni ru'uya, where it's not chayvi misa. Because by chayvi misa, there's the new klal, which we're going to learn a lot about in our parak, called kom le b'dirab minei. That whenever there's a chayv misa, that patters up the chayvis moment. There's a machloikis, is the din of komle b'dirab minei only by chiyuv momoin or even by chayvi krisus. That we'll discuss also. So the Mishnah starts. Elu nayu sheyesh len knas. And again, the regular basis, well, of course there's knas. We're coming over here, la suye, even a woman who's not ruyah, there's no mitzvah v'loy silish. Abba mamzeres, v'ala nesina v'ala kutas. So mamzeres is pretty straightforward. Mamzeres is chayvi lavin. And nesino is definitely a woman that's posel over l'kol. The shaila is what she is exactly. If the title Nesina comes from, this is the Givonim that came by Moshe Yeshua Ben-Nun, and they, under trickery, made a treaty with Yeshua Ben-Nun, Mamel, they could be killed out with the rest of the Shiva Umois. But Lamaisa, they were turned into Choytvei Eitzim V'Shoya V'Maim. V'Yitnim Yeshua B'Yoyim Ahu. He forced them into a role as psulim, as second grade citizens. That's why they called Nisinim. What's the din? L'chor they were Megayim. So there's several sheets in the Rishen and Tesis and Arichas over here at the beginning of the Perek and Daf Chof Tes. The Rambam holds that Be'etzim, since they were Megayim, they're kosher lakol. This that we find in the Gemara, and this is what Tesis is very busy with, that Bo David v'gozer aleim shlo yikonsu b'kol, is taka din derabonim. V'deraisa v'ade deroi lovi b'kol. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Other Rishonim hold not that way. Torah brings it down in Halacha. That since by the Sheva Umris, there's a lav of Loi Tischatin, so the lav of Loi Tischatin applies to the Sheva Umris even after they would be Megayer. There's an Isser of Chasnus. That lav Begiyuson is not an Isser of Boal Goy. But the lav of Loi Tischatin is not referring to them Begiyuson. The Rambam holds the lav of Loi Tischatin is Begiyuson, and it's a separate lav besides for the Boal Aramis, which is Kanoim Poigim Boy. But over here, there's a separate lav. The other Rishonim hold that lav is after Matan Torah, tremendous, after Gerus, I mean. That's a tremendous Chiddush. The Apostle of Lekol, this that we find that David was Gozer Aleim, that just means he was Gozer Aleim Avdus. Other Rishonim are not willing to concede that Doiris and Doiris, after they were Megayer, that they should be postal lovoi b'kol als loy tischatin. It's a chiddush. So Mela, these Rishonim will hold that it's only Dorishan, the actual ones who are Megayer, don't free themselves from the psul aguf of being part of Shiva Amim. Their children of Ada don't have the psul aguf. That's a tinder abonon that they were goyiz ad oilon because of bad midos. Came avur by David that they were mushchosin, that they pressed for the killing in a sadistic way of the children of Shaul HaMelech. The Gemara says that they show themselves as posel lovoi b'kol because they're not rachmanim b'shonim and goyim l'chasav. They don't have the midos, the DNA of Yidden. That's a third pshat in the Rishonim. Minishvi, the pshat over here is that they're posel lovoi b'kol, but even if it's derais, it's not more than chayv elav, and therefore there's no ptur on the knas, the way we pass. Even though it's ishushin riloi, but there's still knas. V'al akutis. Kutis as well. The Kutim were Goyim that came to Eretz Yisrael. Sanherib, Melech Ashur, brought them to Eretz Yisrael to fill the Eretz of Aseres HaShvatim after he sent them off into Golus. They were Megayer, and there's a back and forth across Shas. The Gemara in Kedush Nafayin He brings it down by Richus. There's a man the Omer that they're Geri Aroyos, that it wasn't a real Geri, they were only Megayim Pnei Emas. There was a Magefa of Aroyos that came to eat them. And there's a mandam that holds Geri Emesein. And then Memel, they have a din Yisroel. Lemaisa, even if you hold that they have a din of Yisroel, they're still posel lovi b'kol. The Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Kedush Nafayim Beis. They're psule kol. Why? Because they weren't careful about Yichus. Therefore, the assumption is that for every few kutim, there's one that's posel lovi b'kol. Therefore, they ask it all of them. You could say that our Mishnah holds Geri Aroyosein. And then if you hold Kutim Geirei Emesein, then they do get Knas. And our Mishnah holds Kutim Geirei Emesein. If you hold Kutim Geirei Aroyos, then you don't get Knas. There's one sheet in the Rishonim that even if you hold Kutim Geirei Aroyos, they're not Mamish Goyim, but they're apostle. not clear what the gedarm of that would be. Or the Meiri even brings down a tzad that maybe Kute Geri Arroyo is their goyim. Since they keep mitzvahs, so memeli mechuyv lam knas. Very chiddush. Mechtesi imechadush is a din knas legabe a nair b'sula who's a goita. The chiddush v'inishvil. Normally, the chiddush over here is that even though the apostle of a bekol, the isha sheni ruya, still they get knas because the kutigere ever say. So those are the dinim. Those are the categories in the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Habala Giyoris, Vala Shvuyo, Vala Shivcha, Sheniftu, Vishnizgairu, Vinishtachru, Pchuses, Mbonishalashan, Vyem Echot. This is really something that we had in the first parak a few times. These women are Becheskas not being a psula, but if they were Mizgayer, or the Shevi that she went through, or she was Mishtachrer, less than the age of Shalashan Vyem Echot, of course they're not psula, they're not Be'ulois. There's no Be'ula, Pachs Mibaz Gimul Shan V'yamekot, therefore they're psulois. The Mishnah, of course, that says, Elu Noshim She'en Lehem Knas, is going to be even these cases, when they were Megayim, Mishtachrer, and Nifta, Yosim Ibn Shan V'yamekot. The last part of the Mishnah is already an introduction to the Din of Kamle B'der Rabbinei. We're going to list off now all the Noshim that are Chayve Krisus, that are not Chayve Mrs. Bezdin. These are rayos. We pask and don't have come live the rabbinate. The only oinish of misa that patters up momen is only chayve misa's bezdin, not chayve krisus. The mandamo holds chayve krisus is with nechunya ben akona. We don't pask him nechunya ben akona. Beloshna gemara, we don't pask like him nechunya ben akona that if somebody is over on yim also yom kippurim kishabbos l'tashlumen. The same way Shabbos is a chayv misa patters. The Chunya ben Akona holds Yom Kippur is the same. It's Chayvei Krisus. We don't hold that way. And the Mishnah is coming lafuke that. The Mishnah says, Habo al Achoisoi, his sister, is only Chayvei Krisus. Achois Oviv, his aunt. Achois Imo, his maternal aunt. Achois Ishto, his wife's sister. Al Eshes Okiv, his, the wife of his brother, who would be Ru'uya Liibum, but in this case, she's not Ru'uya Liibum. Eshes Achi Oviv, the wife of his uncle. Valanido. Alanid is included in Chayvei Krisus, so you have the same chiddush over here. There's no kamle b'der Rabbinei, like the Mishnah Fir Zois. Yesh lam knas af al pi shehein bihikoris, even though they're Chayvei Krisus, ein ben mises bezdin, and that's coming lafuke ibn Chunya ben Akon, who is medam the Shabbos liyam kippurim l'tashlum. The knetchen nida is that she's Chayvei Krisus, and obviously you have to say there's no kamle b'der Rabbinei on Chayvei Krisus. Nida is an isha that's ruya losha. She doesn't really fit with the rest of the list because if he was ma'anis her b'shas nidosa, there's still a mitzvah loisi l'isha. She's an isha ruya losha. There's a sub machloikis loitu ibn Chunya ben Akona that Chayvei Krisus does have kam levi d'raminei. There's a sub machloikis between Abayim v'rova if the makor is that all einshim b'dei shamayim are the equivalent of einshim b'dei odom, and then that would include also misa b'dei shamayim as well, not only Krisus, or is the Makar something specific, Pasuk in Vayikra Chov, Imhalim Yalimu Amoritz, Esenem and Aishahu, where the Dinyan is only according to the Chunya ben Akona between Chorus and Chayvei Misa, not Misa B'dei Shemayim. It's a fundamental chiluk between the two of them. We pass in Chayvei Krisus, if the person was over, Rachman al-Tlan, he ate Chaylev, or he did Malach on Yom Kippur, he ate on Yom Kippur, if it's Be'edim Vahasro, then the halachas it gets Malkus. Misa B'dei Shemayim is never Malkus. So we see that the Krisus is more severe. So that could be that only that patters up, not Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara says the Nafkamina will be Azor She'ochal Truma, Azor ate Truma, where the Oynish of Azor eating Truma is Misa B'dei Shemayim, and the Truma belonged to somebody else. The Gemara Cheshman's back and forth had a Cheshman the case. What's the point? Kam Levi D'Rabmine only works with the point of impact, the Avera, and the Din Momen, Kam Mamish B'Basachas. You're never going to have Mamish B'Basachas because the Avera is when the food goes into his mouth. That's when the Chiv of the Tashlume Truma is. And the Oynish is only when it goes down his throat. So it's Mamish, even though it's all part of the same process, but it's not exactly the same thing. The Gemara Muches for Dafim to figure that out. Ad kidei kach, the Reb Kiv Eger and the Pnei Yeshua and others are busy that you really have the same problem when you talk about Knas. You want to say that chayve misa, like we're going to see in the next Mishnah, pat du pater up the chiv ointzim, the chiv of oinis. The chiv oinis is at the point of where the seif beer is, because that's the part that makes your ois psula. The hascholas maise beer, which is the chelik that's mechayv misa, even the haro, the beloshna Mishnah, is the chayv betchilas beer. At that point, there's no yet shame maise that's mechayv the moment. So the moment and the misa are not exactly the same point. Yes, they're both part of the same process. But at kama that the Gemara is going to have to figure out tchilas maisa, soif maisa. Person picks up an arrow, zorak chetz, he throws it on Shabbos. So there's a maisa of traveling, the arrow traveling through the ear, dalet amos. The chil Shabbos is complete only when the arrow lands. You need a kirv anoch to be chayv on Shabbos. Mid-ear, he smashes through somebody's window, korah shiroyim. Broke through somebody's baged. So the mazik is potter. And the shal is, what do you mean? Is it at the same point or is it not at the same point? When do we look? This is one of the sugis and shas that go through breaking down a maisa into its individual components. Is the whole maisa in the tchilas maisa and so on and so forth. That's the lomdis of the sugi kam lebidirab mine. Now let's learn the Mishnah that is the opposite of our Mishnah. Mishnah base. Ve'elu she'en lehen knas. Habal Gioris Valashvuya, Valashivcha Shinriftum Nisgayev Nishtachru, Yiseirois Albanishalam Shemech, it's like we spoke out, that all of them are Becheskas Bula, not Becheskas Pesula, and therefore there's no Knas. It's only when there's an assumption that she's a Pesula. Reb Yehuda Oime Shvuya Shinriftes, Harehi Bigdushoso, Afal Pishuk Doilo. The Chiddush that this Tanner of Yehuda, who seems to be makhish a lot of the din that we had in the first and the second perek. He holds that every shvuya is not becheskes nivalo. We don't ask her lekuna, we don't ask her letruma, we don't assume her to be becheskes besulim. Why this Tanner of Yehuda is over here is a shtigl mystery. We don't pass in that way. The Mishnayis, the Stimus and Mishnayis, both now in Perek Elanayis and the first two problems, definitely the Shvuya Niftu. We have to assume that she's a Bula. Now the Mishnah lists off the case of Kam Levidir Amineh where there's no Chiv Knas. Habo al Bitoy, Schaviskilo. Bas Bitoy, the same. Bas Benoy, granddaughters, both from a son and from a daughter. Bas Ishtoy, the daughter of his wife, Ishu Bita, it's Besreifa. Bas Beno, is also Besreifa. Bas Bito. The Mishnah says, "V'cholam mischayiv b'nafshoy, einay mishalim momen." Whoever has a din misa rachman al tzlan does not have a din momen. Shenema v'loyia osoin, onesh ye onesh. The Torah over here is speaking in Parashat Mishpatim about a fellow who got into a fight with somebody else, and he was miskaven to punch the other fellow, and he punched the woman who was expectant. And Lamaisa, he was mapple the Vlad over there. There's a din of Chavis Tashlumen for the Vlad. But if he killed the woman, V'loyi Osoin, only there's Chavis Tashlumen, only if there's no Osoin. Ho im yesh Osoin, then Loye Onish. There's no Chavis Momoin if there's a Chiv Osoin, means say there's a Chiv Misa. That teaches us that a Chiv Misa patterns the din of Tashlumen. There's a very important Nisafa to make over here. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah in Malkus says that Habo al Achoiso, etc., the whole list of Chayvei Krisus, the din is Loikin. And the Gemara understands that it's not only the din of when there's a Chiv Misa that patters up from Enshe Momen, but even when there's a Chiv Malkus, if somebody does Naveri Rachman on son that's Mechayv Malkus, they gave Masro, and he's Chayv Malkus, the din is that it patters up from Momen. We learned that out from a pasuk in the Pasha Malkus and Pasha Shoiftim, Kidei Rishosoi, Rishosoi, Risho Achas Atem Mechaive, Vi'i Atem Mechaive, Shtei Rishuyos. A person can't be chayv two Einshim for one Maisa. For instance, by Edom Zomim, there's also a lav of Lesan Berecha Eid Shoker. Findesvegen, if he said Edu Sheker, that would be Mechaive Ruven to pay Shimon $100, the Chiv is Kasha Zomim Lasis Lochim, the Chiv Momen, not the Chiv Malkus. So the Gemara asks the Lechaira, the Mishnah in Makkah seems to say across the board, Habo al Achoisi and this Hasro, the halachas against Malkus. What do you mean? Maybe if it's a Psula, maybe the din is there should be a chiv momen, not malchus, because there's no kam lebi derab mine, right? We said chavi krisus. There is no chiv. So it's a chiv momen. If it's a chiv momen, risho soy, it can only be one risho. Like by Edim Zayim, there's no malchus. So why is there malchus? So the Gemara says that the case in Makis is a case where they gave masro. And when there's hasro and there's a chiv malchus, the malchus patters up the momen. It's interesting that by Edim Zayim we give preference to the chiv momen and we don't give malchus. The Gemara makes an arichus out of this. Mashenke, if there would be a bo al arayis, if he'd be bo al achoyser and he'd be chayv malchus, he'd be chayv the malchus and it would patter up the knas. Aye, so what's with the Mishnah by us? Bo al achoyser state that there is knas. Why? Because it's talking about there's no hasro. If there's no hasro, there's no chiv malchus. All there is chayv krisus. The chayv krisus, like we said, does not patter with a kom lebi derab mineh. So what we have now in the realm of kom lebi derab mineh is that a malchus does patter. A little bit counterintuitive. How could we say that Malchus Hayoyser Kal, it's only Chayve Lavin, does pater, and Chayve Krisus does not pater? The answer is that we have to introduce another concept. The Gemara says that by Chiv Miso that paters, it's not only when there's a Chiv Miso when the person is actually killed, it's even by Loy Hisu, by the person Achman al-San did an act of Chilul Shabbos, or a Baal Echod Me'arayis Chamuris that have Chiv Miso. The din is that if there's any chiv moment, like we said before, somebody does a maisa, throwing something on Shabbos, even if there were no edim there to give masro, the halacha is that the chiv misa patters up. It's even chayve shogin ke chayve mezidin. The halacha of kam lebi derab mineh is any maisa which potentially has a din to be mechayiv misa, patters up a chiv moment that's done simultaneously. By Chayve Malchus, you don't have that din. Chayve Malchus, it's only that if the Einish is applied, if there's Chayve Malchus befoil, that would render the person potter from the din imam. The Bir Adavah will say it the way Reb Chaim says it in stencils, variations on how to say this vort, will say it in one nusach, is that the din of Einshim HaChamurim, Chayve Krisus Leiter Ibn Chunya Ben Akonu, or Chayve Misa Lididan, pattering is a din that a maisa cannot have inherently two einshim. The maisa is a maisa that carries two einshim, even if you don't act, even if the person who did the aver doesn't actually get the einish. Doesn't make a difference if it's chayvi misa, mezid, befoil, or chayvi shoygin. The halach is that the maisa can't have a chiv moment. Whereas the din malchus is not a din in the severity of the maisa, it's a din the einish. When an einish is given to a person on that maisa, one oinish patters him from the other oinish. It's as if kiviyochel, as if he received both oinshim. There's a fundamental nafkemina between these two. Also, the Ktzois and Simcha of Ches. The Ktzois points out, based on Rashi in Bav Metzia, other Rishonim, that if a person did a maisa, let's say Chilul Shabbos, and there's kam lebi derab mineh, a person, for instance, was driving on Shabbos, achman al tzlan. And he, as simultaneously, while he was driving, he crashed into somebody. He's potter on the crash. He's potter on the fender bender. Why? Because there's chayvi misa. That's even if he's didn't have asro. Even if he's not going to get misa befoil. Even if he was a shogeg, he didn't know that it was Shabbos. The halacha is a chayvi misa. The halacha is that despite the fact that Bezdin will not punish him on the fender bender, or there won't be a chayv in moment, but he's chayv b'dinei shemayim. Rashi says that tfisa will help. If the victim of the crash will go and be toifis moment, the money betzim is owed to him. It's just that Bezdin won't be goyved. There's no chalois din in Bezdin, but the din is there. Masha enkein, on the second din, the din of Malchus, that if he got Malchus on an aveira, he can't get moment. The Malchus kiviyochu, we look at it as if he was nenash also to moment. He can't be chayv b'dinei shemayim, because it's as if he got the einish moment. So it's two distinct dinim. One is learned out from the Pasuk La'iyah Osoin. One is Kedei Rosh Osoin. The two don't meet. One is a Chiv De Shemayim, one is not. One is a Chiv Dafka B'mezid, Dafka where it was carried out, the Oynish. And one is not a din in the Oynish being carried out, it's not a din in the Mezid. It's a din in a Maisa that potentially has that Oynish.